Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 47 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 46 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 44 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees.
Good morning, Radio Lands, WTPUT is testing. WTPUT is testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Fog. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Thank you.
88NSW, testing access. Testing complete. KE8NSW clear.
W2PUT, KB8SWR. W2PUT, KB8SWR. W2PUT, KB8SWR. KB8SWR.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, sunny. 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, sunny. 66 degrees.
KB8SWR, W2PUT.
Well, ATL, you are. You're going to call me over here, so I got to jump over here. What's going on today?
Oh, I didn't realize you were around the other frequency. I thought you would had called me over here.
Yeah, no biggie. Just had to have it up on my phone, so I was able to switch over pretty easy. I called you here earlier, but you must have been busy. So, you got it working, huh? What are you direct on it now, or what are you doing?
No, I'm on the test repeater. I got my other HP up here. I'm trying to get the power set to it, to high power on it.
Gotcha. So are you back home now, or are you still at Weiser Hall?
Oh gosh, we were out of there by a little after 9.
So you're able just to slam and bang it and walk away, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I did have some ground bonding straps between the repeater, the cabinet that the PC and the duplexes are in, and the duplexers. And I brought up my rivet nut tool and added a spot on the one rack rail. So I brought the ground from the MSF and the duplexer to that point. You know, granted, it's not really grounded to anything else, but it should help keep everything at the same potential. I mean, that's a step in the right direction, right?
Yep, that's for sure. Well, that's good. Glad that guy had all that stuff prepared for you that you could just slam it in there and put power to it and walk away. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. the HQ from the backyard. It's just a little too much of a stretch. But yeah, you know, it took some planning for me to be ready like that. But you know, that was the whole idea. Be ready. And you know, really, it went pretty smooth. I had some ferrite beads on as well on the USB cable, and yeah, put one on the power line. Because when we were at the station, we had some spots that had lots of lightning problems. I think I told you about that, how it would blow the VDOT-24 port on the channel banks. After we added the ferrite beads to those the VDOT-24 cables, it stopped that. So, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. You know, with any luck, the things that we've done will prevent further or future issues. I don't know. Time will tell. But it's back up and running, and the USB fob is definitely easier to change from here.
Well, that's good. Now, I guess the only other thing up there to get done is to get the 10-meter repeater, so on a All-Star notes, you can listen to that. Be interesting to see what kind of activity that's got. I listened to the one in Canada quite a bit. They get pretty good activity when the band gets open, but nobody's around to hear it. You know, what good is it where if we can get it on a note, you know, it could get utilized.
Yeah, well, we do have a second node built into the wise box there for just that, but I kind of forgot about it, honestly. I got to kind of make up a fob for that and the patch cable. Of course, there'd be some controller programming to make it work right, too, but and bring that into port 3. Actually, that's exactly what I do with the house here. 4.1 is on the main port. The 2-meter remote base is on port 2, and then All-Star comes in on port 3. Now, at any rate, hey, I just took some corn off the grill. If it is ready to go here, this is just made lunch up here. I'll catch up with it later. Maybe I'll catch you over on the hub there. KBNSWR, W2PUT.
Okay, sounds good. Well, sure everybody's happy you got it done. Thanks for doing it. Sorry I couldn't be there to help, but pretty much had it under control. You didn't need me. Talk to you later. Enjoy your corn, even though it sounds a little corny. KBNSWR.
Yep. Oh, yeah, this went really smooth. I was parked there at 7:30. You know, it's a holiday weekend because there wasn't really anybody. Even when we came out, I put an hour on the meter at 8 o'clock because that's the earliest you can put time on, and came out with, I think it was like 20 minutes left on the meter. So yeah. Yeah, we were there just a little over an hour. Yeah, but yeah, the advanced planning is what made it go smooth. All right, hey, talk to you later, Jeff. W2PT.
KOZ testing.
KOZ, KHZJ.
Thanks, sir. I was just testing out a new mobile antenna.
Is it KBZJ portable, just testing out my location here in Livonia. Good timing here. You're full of quiet English.
You sound good as well, thanks.
KBZJ clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
OOZ testing.
V5 BCP V5 Delta Charlie Papa V5 SHK portable. Five BCP, nothing heard. 5 SHK is clear.
Well, I tried to come back to you, but you're a little fast there, WB9CSP.
WB9CST, was that correct, HK?
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, good evening. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas, over.
The name here is Jim. I am in Regina, Saskatchewan. To their base from your location there.
Yeah, good to meet your acquaintance. I didn't know they have Victor 5 calls. When did they start issuing V5?
VE5 is decades old. When they ran out, they now go to Victor Alpha 5.
Okay, I didn't hear the second letter first, so I thought it was Victor 5, and I'm like, that sounds like a new call.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm on a mobile here in the truck, which may not get through all the time through the repeater.
Okay. It must be a Chinese mobile or something, because it's got the beep at the end of it.
Yes, sir. It's a Waxin, but it's been pretty reliable over the last couple years.
Yeah, I have a couple bail fangs and a QYT, and they seem to be pretty good. Disposable, too, you know. It breaks, you throw it away, get a new one. So that's the good thing about those.
You know, a couple Walksmans, one too many radios, and I had somebody that needed one, so I gave them the two bander there.
Yeah, my net's about to start here in 2 minutes. I'm not sure if you'll still be mobiling around, but it's called the Everything Net. It meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll probably have to clear to let you go. I will not be mobile that long. I'm sorry I missed your name. Can you say again your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Richard.
I guess I'm going to be getting out of the truck here before too long, so we'll say goodbye to you for now, and have a good night, and I hope you have a good day in Ireland, Texas. It's pretty darn warm up here. It's almost 30 degrees in centigrade. I'm not even sure what that is in your Fahrenheit degrees down there.
I'm not sure either. It's 77 Fahrenheit here right now.
Okay, I'm going to have to back out here now, but it's nice talking to you, Richard. Whiskey Bravo, Charlie Sierra Tango, the 5SHK is clear.
All right, have a good rest of your afternoon, WB9CST.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly, sunny.
Divide by 5. That's 6. Times 9 is 54. Plus 32. Makes 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
That sounds just about right. He was at the CHK.
So we send you on the Roger.
Cool. Well, now I know. And with that, good afternoon, everybody. This is WB9COST. My name is Richard in Paris, Texas. And this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. And I think I'll make today's question. What is your favorite VoIP mode to operate? So short times and mobile. Before I do that, is there any emergency or priority traffic? All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. Now, short times and mobiles. Is there any short times and mobiles? Go ahead.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Sierra India Golf, looking for a signal check.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Sierra India Golf, WB9CFC. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. A little bit of hiss, but nothing too bad. Over.
Yeah, just doing some antenna work here today, so I just was checking to make sure I was still getting out. So I'm in Plymouth, Northwest Twin Cities. What's your location? Over.
Yeah, the name here is Richard in Paris, Texas.
And please, I think I heard Texas. Is that correct? Over.
You are Big Papa. Victor Echo what? Echo Papa.
Oh, yeah, Roger that. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. Over.
That time, Richard in Texas. So my name is Michael, and just outside of the Twin Cities. So good to make your acquaintance. Hope you're having a nice day. You're the second person I've spoken to from Texas, so I'm sure it's nice and warm down there. About 80 degrees or 78 degrees here, sunny. So hope you're having a good day. This is KF0SIG.
Yep, I am just doing my net and having fun doing it. So Thanks for stopping in, and good to have you. So with that, anybody else wishing to check into the everything now, WB9CST.
Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, KK4, RYG.
To Echo Link, EE1EV, connected.
Alright, Kilo Oscar 6, what was the last part of your call?
Kilo Quebec Yankee.
Alright, there we go. I got it that time. Kilo Oscar 6, Kilo Quebec Yankee. Good afternoon. Welcome. I think this is the first time I've heard you on. So what is your name, location, and today's question is, what is your favorite VoIP mode?
My name is Thomas. My location is DM14GD, and I do not know any VoIP modes.
Ah, well, thank you for checking in today. And, yeah, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. So, hope to hear you again, and you sound pretty young. So, if you just got your ticket, welcome to Ham Radio. Are you a technician general, or did you go for the extra?
I am 12. I just got my technician's license, and I'm waiting for my radio to ship, so I'm using Echo Link.
Well, Echo Link definitely is a good way to get on until you get the radio. So I hope you enjoy it, and it's pretty fun. Thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CST?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Tango Golf. This is Dennis from Hazen Park, Michigan, checking in.
This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, Lorenzo in Anchorage, Alaska, checking in.
Kilo Oscar 6, Kilo Quebec Yankee, 73.
November 4,
73, and
Charlie,
hope you are able to get on the air some more. K-O-6-K-Q-Y. Man, that's a tongue twister. Let's see. I've got you, so let's see. K-F-A-A-T-G, I've got you. And K-K-4-R-Y-G, Lorenzo, I've got you as well. So, K-F-A-A-T-G-W-B-9-C-S-T. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things in Michigan? And what's your favorite VoIP mode? Go ahead.
Sorry, Richard. This is KF8ATG. I'm not sure I was receiving you on that last call.
Oh, I was asking what your favorite VoIP mode is.
I don't do much voice over IP much at all. KF8ATG.
Yeah, you know, some people do and some people don't, so I guess it's just whatever people like. But, yeah, thanks for checking in today, and glad you were able to make it. So, let's see. Renzo, K4RYG, how are you? And how's the weather up there? And did you spot any new anchors yet?
Oh, you got jokes, ha ha. Hi everybody, this is KK4RYG Lorenzo in Anchorage, Alaska. The temperature up here is hovering just below 55 degrees last I checked. I'm expecting it to get up to about 59, but no more. The cloud patterns will prevent the sun from coming down into the Anchorage Bowl, which means that it's going to be pretty windy and cool. We'll see. But that's how it usually goes. As far as my favorite voice over internet protocol, it's a tie between IRLP and Echolink. Echolink can attach pretty much anywhere. With IRLP, it's a two-stepper, meaning that if I had a handheld, I could dial into my IRLP node and communicate that way. So I've always been a big fan of IRLP. At one time, there was a station down in Antarctica, a Palm Station, and I was always trying to reach somebody there. I would connect, but could never get anybody to say hello. Still mad about it. Still mad about it. But, yeah, that's my take on voice over internet. So, anyway, Echolink is, like I said, tied for first place, and you can see why. You can connect anywhere, and it's easier. Back to you, Richard. Thank you. And ha ha.
Well, that's why they sing the song Anchors Away. No, I'm just teasing with you. But thanks for checking in, Arenza. I see what's missing here. Okay, let me fix that while I'm talking to you. But I think it is anyway. So it is. Okay. Anyway, Renza is the last person on the list here, this list. So, anyone else wishing to check into the everything yet? Come now, WB9CSP.
November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, Ralph, in Douglas County, Georgia, and I have traffic for KK4RYG.
All right, go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, good afternoon, Richard. I guess I got to agree with Renzo. Echolink. I don't think I do anything else. But all is W8RAY, Whiskey 8 Radio Alpha Yankee. And his name is Ray. I kid him and I say I'm going to apply for a call that's W4 Ralph. But at any rate, he does POTA, and he needs a POTA contact in Alaska or Hawaii for some certificate or something. So I gave him KK4RYG's call sign, and he may be trying to contact you. So just kind of giving you a heads up there. All right, back to net control. WBHCSP, this is N4ZCV.
Roger that. Arinza, would you like to respond to that? KK4RYG WB9CFT.
Absolutely, I can respond to that. I'm setting up something shortly for Parks on the Air, and I will definitely correspond to Whiskey 8, Romeo Alpha Yankee. Looking forward to that connection. Next time you speak to Ray, you can relay back to him that I got his message and that I look forward to talking to him as soon as possible. Thanks again. This is KK4RYG. Back to you, Net Control.
Do that. Yeah, thanks for that, Ralph. And today's question, Ralph, by the way, you're not too busy, is what is your favorite VoIP mode, and how are things in Georgia today? Go ahead.
Come to the teed up there. EchoLink, as I said, I agree with Arenza. Yeah, EchoLink. And, things are good. Watching the Texas-Ohio football game, I won't make any comments about that. I don't want to be controversial. I don't have any stake in the game either way, but at any rate. Had a visit yesterday from a friend from Ohio, KF9IV. He came down and visited a couple of friends. He stopped by. And so it was good to visit with him yesterday. So, it's been a good couple of days. Been an enjoyable couple of days. Back to Net Control. N4ZCV.
Yeah, I might have to go over there and mute that. I don't mind when it does the occasional pick-up drop-off, but if it's continuous, that might start to be an issue, but I'll keep an eye on that. As long as it doesn't start making a lot of noise, then I guess it's okay. But thanks for telling me. And, I'm not too much of a sports fan, not like my daddy was, but sports is okay. More into like the opposite, softball, gymnastics, or water skiing, the stuff you don't really hear too much about. Everyone knows about baseball, football, basketball, hockey. That's what my dad used to say. But thanks for checking in, Ralph, and good to hear you as always. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CFT?
Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, BE5, RJM, Randy and Kenora.
Randy, you made it back. Hello. How are you doing today? VE5GM, WB9CFC. As you can hear, I sound a lot better today, by the way. How are things in Canada? How's the weather? And what's your favorite VoIP mode? Go ahead.
I think this is my first time checking in, though, onto the net. I think we've been connected here now for a couple of weeks. For this Saturday.
Now, you checked in when I wasn't feeling good last week, and I think the week before, too. I'm not sure if you were finished there. It just kind of cut off. Did you have anything else, Randy?
Yeah, are you copying me now? I copy you just fine. Over.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, you were mid-sentence on my end, and it just went poof. What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but anyways, good that you copied me now. We should have about 8 or 10 systems connected here up to you guys here for the maps here on Saturday, so we'll stay.
Yeah, Roger that. It did it again. It's that's weird. It's like you let go of the push to talk button there, Andy. I don't know if you're hearing that or not, but I heard 8 to 10 systems, and then you said weird, and then it dropped. But that's okay. At least I can hear you, and at least the audio is there. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just the radio you're on. Not sure if you're using the same one as last time, but let me get some more check-ins, and I'll come back to you. I am curious about that, why it's doing that. So, let me get some more people, and I'll come back to you in just a minute. So, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
Oh, if you don't mind.
Hey, Joey, N4QMI, how are you, this afternoon, WB9CFC, and since we got some new people in here, I'll have you say your location, even though I know where you're at. So, how's the weather there? And today's question is, what's your favorite VoIP mode? Go ahead. Hear you today. Oh, I forgot what else. I forgot to connect up. Thanks for checking in. Alright, so anybody else anywhere? Let me go back to Randy there. Randy, are you able to hear me okay? I hear you good. Your audio's good. It's clean. But it's like you're dropping the microphone mid-sentence, like you're letting go of it. VE5RGM WB9CFT.
It might have been maybe on the off frequency here. Do you copy me now?
Yeah, I heard you good all the time. It's just, it's like when you were talking mid-sentence, it's like you let go of the button and then you just poof. But for now, I can still hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that there. So, anyways, if you're talking to me, hopefully this doesn't drop out there. So, much of that did you get? Did you get me about talking about the, our system there a little bit? Over.
I did get to the point where you said we have a few nodes connected, and then right after that, it dropped out.
Okay, fine business there. So, anyways, we'll try this one here. My battery's getting low here, so that's likely what's happening. So, anyways, yeah. So, anyways, nice talking with you guys here on the net here. Good.
Yeah, now I know what the problem is, Randy. Your radio keeps dying on you. It did it again, so now I know the problem. Arinza, to answer your question, Skygate is offline, and I don't know why.
I copied it. And I got the Canada station. This is great. He's coming through 5x9, but you also have other stations trying to check in, so I'll back off. This is KKFOR-YG.
Roger that. Well, I'll let Randy get a fresh battery or something there in, and I'll come back to him in just a minute. So, let's see. I've got Joey. Joey took a phone call. So that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike, Dave in Indian Head, Saskatchewan.
Hello, Juliet, Cheryl, Papa, Minnetonka.
All right, I got Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike, and the station in Minnetonka. What was your call again? I got some of the suffix, but not the prefix.
Hello, Juliet Zero, Papa,
got it. Juliet Zero, John. All right. Hi, Dave. David. Victor Echo 5, Tango Mike. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things in your part of Canada? And today's question is, what is your favorite VOIP mode?
Dry and hot, and yeah, the question is your favorite VOIP mode. I would probably just say Echolink because of, or I guess it'd be IRLP just because of how simple it is.
You can't argue with simplicity. I will give you credit for that one. But, and thanks for checking in. I am glad I reached out to you guys, by the way. Lots of new people, lots of returning people. I think, like I said, Randy's been back a couple of times, so good to have him. And thanks for checking in. I think he checked in, but I'll have to look at my past paper log. Thanks for stopping in again. KJ0P, John, good afternoon. How are things in Minnetonka, Minnesota? And what is your favorite VOIP mode? Go ahead.
John in Minnetonka, coming in on repeater mode. Direct RF to the repeater, the 145.45 repeater. I would say for the VOIP mode, I've tried everything but D-Star over the years, and now I actually don't use any of them, but if I get into a medical situation where that's all I can do, I certainly will turn to that. And I'm a member of the Minnetonka, Minnesota Amateur Radio Club on a Tuesday night net. We have repeater check-ins, but we do entertain Echo Link and maybe other things on the same repeater through linked internet repeater systems from all over the world. So we can hear India, Australia, sometimes England. So we get to enjoy those modes, but perhaps more as a receiver. Go ahead. 73KK0P. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that, John. I was just responding to the text message there. You know, I might start doing that like East Coast Reflector does. I've got a bunch of numbers that I could use, so I might set up a dedicated phone line number for text-based check-ins. I know some people are kind of touchy about doing check-ins with phone. I might also include an email in there. I do like that idea, though. I might take that from them. But, yeah, John, thanks for checking in. And John is an extra. I know this because he has a 2x1 call. So, good to hear you. Okay, so, anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CSD.
WB9CST, Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India, India, Denison, Royal Oak.
AR4CXM, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie X-ray Mike, this is Addy from North Carolina.
All right, we pick up two more there. KA8WII. And KR4CXM, Abby, I hope I got that right. Wow. Man, I cannot believe they're already on KR4 down there in Foreland. Wow. But let me go up to Dennis first, and then we'll come down to you. KA8WII, good afternoon. Dennis, how are you? How are things in Michigan? And today's question is, what is your favorite VOIP mode? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, okay, WII here. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite one, if you will. Like 2 meters. Of course, that's all I'm set up for now. Haven't checked in for a couple weeks, and pretty busy here in Royal Oak. It's canning season, and so today the XYL and myself canned tomatoes. We canned 28 quarts of tomatoes, and we canned some beets, and we canned some homemade dill pickles, and we canned some sweet peppers, banana peppers, and so in all total, over the last couple of weeks, we've canned 73 quarts of stuff. Still want to do some homemade spaghetti sauce, and we might do some applesauce and tomato juice, and then that'll finish probably canning season for this year.
Holy moly, 73 quarts. That's a lot of tomatoes. Hmm. And you barely think I can eat the top part off of the spaghetti sauce. But, wow. I'm not too good at growing tomatoes. I'm okay at growing carrots. I just don't know when to pull them up, though. Usually I like growing corn. Corn's a little bit difficult, but it, if you do it right, it comes out pretty good. I had some good corn growing when I lived in Georgia. And then the storm came and tore the stalks up and broke them. So, not too happy about that. KR4CXM, Addy, good afternoon. How are you? How are things there? And, wow, like I said a minute ago, I can't believe Foreland is already on KR4. So today's question is, what's your favorite VOIP mode? Go ahead.
This is KR4CXM. Nice to hear everyone. To be honest, this is my first time making contact, and really interesting to hear everyone talk over the radio. I just got Echo Link earlier this morning, and I was browsing around, and I chanced upon the net. So it's been interesting, everyone's story. As for the question of the day, I don't really suppose I have an opinion because I just started. I'm not really sure what I'm doing at the moment. But I'm just trying to have fun and listen to what everyone else has to say. Over.
Okay, there we go. Congratulations on getting your ticket there. I got distracted by another text. It's pretty nice. Echolink has its own, stations to it. It's kind of like IRLP, You'll find certain stations only on Echolink, certain stations on All-Star, certain stations on IRLP. So there's lots of flavors for it. And I started originally back in 2006 as a KI-4, welcome, and hope you can come back here again. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, so 3 p.m. Eastern Time for you. And glad you made it. And Arenza, just to see if you made it over to the other spot. Can you hear me okay? KK4RYG, WB9CFD.
Hey, I got you. I'm on that right now. I sent you a salute. I was screenshot it and sent it. Yeah, I'm connected. You're coming in 5x9. What a connection. Holy cow. I feel like Popeye. And you know how Popeye the Sailor Man, he would take the spinach and eat it and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I'm in that mode right now. I'm in Popeye mode. I'm there. And listening in. Go ahead. KK4RYG.
Fun fact, Arenza, that connection you're on used to be, when I first started, where I had the new net, and the name is pretty self-explanatory, and that was the only connection I had, and everyone would connect there. And it started out great. I had 10 people, then it went down to 6 people, and then it kept going down. That's where my original learning how to do nets and run nets started, is right there where you're at. So that place is kind of a special little spot that I wish some more people would connect to, John, I'm not sure if he's connected over there. You can text me and tell me WB33XW, but yeah. Thanks for confirming that it's there. Hang on a second. Something's not right here. Why am I not coming out on... Hang on. I think I got an issue here. Okay, I see the problem. Hang on. I gotta fix something. Always something needing fixing. Hang on a second.
I got you. I got you. You also have some more check-ins. Back to you. Kick in for RYG.
Thank you. You checking in. I'll wait till you get back there, Rick.
Yeah, I was having an issue with one of the things being connected, and it was like, I'm going to change and make you do things a different way. So I had to patch something up there. Ralph, hopefully you can hear me. Sorry if you guys over there disappeared. Anyway, let's see. Let me put you on. KF8. Wait, AF8 or KF8? I always get you guys confused. Anyway, go ahead. How are you? And how's your day? And today's question is, what is your favorite VOIP mode?
KF8UU, my day's going pretty good. It's finally warmed up here. Boy, we're getting the temperatures in the low high 40s this morning. It was cold. So, midday, I guess this is how it's going to be now until the fall. Cold in the morning and warm in the afternoon. So, things are going okay. And, VIP mode, I'm not sure what that is. You want to tell me?
Yeah, VOIP, you know, voice, like Echolink, All-Star, IRLP, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, out of all the ones that there are, do you have a preferred favorite?
Really, I use any one that's available to me, mainly Echolink, over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Echolink is nice. You know, I am missing some regulars. And I have kind of been worried about them. So, if you guys hear any of these people, the calls I'm about to give, let them know that we're still here. Let's see, KK7YTB, Annette, out of Idaho, and K6GRL, Linda, in California, to name two that I can remember. I haven't heard them check in here in quite a while, so I am kind of worried. Hope they're all right. But thanks for checking in, John. Good to hear you. All right, I'll take one more round here because we're getting towards the bottom of the clock. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CFD?
WA3DSP, WA3Delta Sierra Papa, Mobile.
Bravo 8, Bravo Charlie,
Romeo.
Alright, Doug, I got you, WA3DSP. The portable, you need to find a better spot and stand still. You were noisy enough that I couldn't hear you, strong enough that I can hear your audio. And who was the last station that checked in? I just got the suffix of your call.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oxygen in St. Louis.
All right, James, I got you. Let me ask it different. Who was the station trying to check in out of Minnesota? I missed your call.
Get me Kilo 5, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo.
died at that time. Kilo Fox 8 Zulu Romeo. Okay, I fixed it. Alright, let's go up to Doug. WA3DSP Mobile. I'll take you first. Good afternoon, Doug. How are you? I'll be surprised if you don't give a different answer for today's question, but what's your favorite VoIP mode? Go ahead.
Okay, WA3DSP Mobile. Well, you're correct. It would be All-Star and VoIP All-Star, which I've been involved with a number of years. And beautiful day here in Philadelphia area. Just a couple of clouds in the sky, mostly blue, and temperatures in the upper 70s. So I think it's going to warm up a little bit this week, maybe get up into the low 80s a couple of days, but very nice weather. Big change around from all the hot weather we had several weeks, but it's changed completely. I'm on my way to a friend's, and then we're going to go down to the Phillies baseball game tonight, so we'll be enjoying that. Back to you, WA3DSP Mobile.
Yeah, roger that, Doug. Good to have you, and thanks for connecting up again, and have fun at the ball game. Make sure you pick up some Cracker Jacks. KE3GRO, good afternoon. How are you today? And how's the weather in St. Louis? I hear it's supposed to rain a little bit. And what's your favorite VoIP mode? Go ahead.
Well, things in St. Louis are good. 85 degrees. As far as rain, I don't see rain until maybe the middle of the month. Next month. We haven't had rain for a long time in St. Louis. VoIP, the only thing I really use is I use Fusion sometimes. Other than that, don't use anything.
W.
Yeah. I might ask for that for Christmas. Yeezy ST70DR. I really don't want another handheld, but since I can get into most of the repeaters around here, either just outside of my house or just within, I guess I could do that. I would have to see if that does Vox, though. That would be, I would need two of those in order to make a quasi-pseudo-repeater. Technically three. But if I could set them up on mixed mode, I could make a little repeater out of it. Probably not work too well, but anyway. I'm kind of going off here, and we don't have too much time left. So, KF8ZR, cool call sign, easy to remember. How are you today? And what's your favorite VoIP mode? Go ahead.
Past Columbus, Minnesota. So I don't know if you're gonna be copying me much anymore. I like DMR a lot. I do a lot of DMR stuff. Weather's okay here, pretty peaceful. I'm just on my way up to Hinkley to stay here up in the chalet for a while. Back over to you there.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I I can still hear you all right for right now, so it seems to be working. Excuse me. Thanks for checking in. All right, so let's start the 7-3 round, and I'll try and take one or two rounds of late checks. Excuse me. After that, so let's go up to the top here. I think that station already left, but we'll try. K06KQY, WB9CSP. Go ahead, it's the 7-3 round. All right, I didn't think he was still there. KF8ATG. Go ahead, it's the 7-3 round if you're still there. That did not sound very happy. I don't know why the repeater does that for you guys when it doesn't have a good signal. It'll just, like, if you're borderline with noise level or you've got some noise, it just pulls you down and instantly makes you noisy. So I might talk with you guys' DART team about that, let them know about that. But thanks for stopping in, Dennis number one, and good to have you on today. KK4RYG, my sometimes second alternate net control. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, Arranger.
Red, yellow, green, this is KK4RYG. Here and looking forward to trying to build my own stations, both on EchoLink and IRLP. Those are definitely my two favorite nodes. Looking forward to making that happen soon. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. I'm glad to be here. I'm connecting from a different EchoLink network, courtesy of W9CST. I'm not telling nobody where it is either. Oh my God. So incognito. Back to you. Glad to be here. 73 to everyone. This is KK4.
Hi, Gerard Arenza. Thanks for stopping in. And before I go to the next station for the 73, I'll call for some late check-ins now. So. Anybody else want to check in before I complete the 7-3 round? Go ahead.
Whiskey Delta 8, Papa, India, Charlie. Whiskey Delta 8, Papa, India, Charlie.
Kilo Mike 5 Enki, KF5Y Mike, and KF5SSR. KF5SSR, Jeanette, Grapevine, Texas.
Alright, I got let me try again. WD8PIC, KM5Y, and KI5SSR. So let me go to WD8PIC. Alright, so when you make comments, stand exactly where you are. You have just enough audio and just enough signal that I can hear you. So how is your day today? How is the weather there? What's your name and location? And today's question is, what is your favorite VOIP mode? Go ahead.
Okay. What is my favorite meal where?
Yeah, your favorite VOIP mode. IROP, Echolink, All-Star.
Okay, now I get it. I didn't get a particular word there. Sorry about that. First of all, name is Bob. I'm coming in through the 145.23 repeater up in the Ypsilanti. I think it's the University of Michigan, if I am here. I think, anyway. So I'm getting in that way. Well, if I had to pick one, it would be All-Star. I don't like most of the other digital modes. D-Star, DMR, Fusion, and anyways, they all have artifacts in them. They're all watery. I am totally blind, and I have great hearing, and I don't like that kind of audio. But the All-Star, like I check into, through a repeater, I check into the East Coast reflector. And I can always tell when somebody is coming in on anything other than All-Star or Echolink. It just is terrible. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't like that. The weather's beautiful. It's in the 70s. I got windows open, and I'm enjoying it. I'm about 5 miles west of Toledo, Ohio. The year is 60, I'll be 64 in October. I am totally blind. I've been in since 78, and I'm living in a condo, but when my parents were alive, they had this built and paid for it. They had braces built right into the walls, so I'm living in a two-story tower, and they let me have antennas mounted to the building. Go ahead, WDHTIEC.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know why all the IRLP modes just disappeared. That's weird. Maybe they're set on a timer. I'll have to ask them about that. But, alright, Bob. And, yeah, you're kind of fading in and out, and you're still pretty noisy. But I did want to get you in there since you were pretty noisy. And, Doug, I know what you're going to say. Sorry about the noise. Just wanted to get him in there since he was portable. Let's see, where am I on my list? I've already forgotten. Oh, here I am. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Did you call N4ZCV, Richard?
Alright, I'll just come in over here just in case. Ralph, if you're there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over.
Yeah, okay, Richard, I thought you called me. I was having a little trouble. Okay, since you're not a football fan, I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news about the Texas-Ohio game. And as far as the station going to the Phillies game, oh, it should be a good game for you because they're playing the Braves. Yeah, the Braves aren't doing so good this year. Yeah, I think they lost the other day 19-4 or something like that. I don't know. But at any rate, Arenza, I did send an email to W-A-R-A-Y, and he says looking forward to making a contact with you at some point when you get set up with your digital mode there. And other than that, not too much else, I guess. Good to hear everyone. Richard, thanks for doing the net. The only thing I wanted to say, Orenza,
However you're getting in, this other node, it was a little choppy and whatnot. It wasn't, you weren't as, when you usually get in, you're rock solid. It was a little different today, just FYI. All right, back to net control, WDHCSP. This is N4ZCV. See you next week, 7-3.
Message received. KK4RYG, back to your net control and War Eagle.
Yep, and I'll have to do some testing there, Renzo, and help you out. If you want to connect directly back to my dash R, Renzo, you can. Oh well. I guess that's just the nature of the beast. Let's go ahead and go down to Mike and Jeanette, KI5SSR and KM5Live. Hi, Mike. How are you today? And you know I always have one different question for you, but I'll include the one for today. What is your favorite VOIP mode is today's question that I've been asking everybody. And if you were to switch to flying helicopters, would you rather fly a Bell Jet Ranger or a Chinook? And why?
WD9 CSPK and Bob. Why, hey, Richard, and hello everyone on the net. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday. We had rain here most of the day. Nice and cool. Kind of rare for us. It's sure nice. And other than that, we got our net tonight. 7 Eastern, 6 Central, the Litter Box Lounge. Come on in if you're not doing something over on the 11 Catch Radio Network. Anyway, the VOIP mode is, well, first of all, digital is not VOIP. It's totally different. VOIP is telephone technology, and that's why it sounds good to people, and that's what people are used to hearing because they've been talking on the phone their whole life. Digital is great if it's digital to digital, DMR to DMR, or fusion to fusion. But the problem is when you get into the networks, you have to have transcoding, and the transcoding is terrible, and that's where you get horrible artifacts. So, but the digital to digital is really pretty good. I like All-Star for ease of use because it's easy and it's accessible to lots of people, and it gets more people on the radio. But it's like IRLP for sound quality and reliability. The node I have anyway, they're very reliable, and security is real good on them. So there you go. Let me reset. Okay, Pavel returning. I've got about 5 hours in a Bell Jet Ranger from many years ago. And I've never, of course, flown a Chinook, but so I don't know which I would prefer since I've never flown a Chinook. That would probably take a lot more training and stuff. But helicopters, man, they're different. You know, it's totally different than flying a plane. A plane uses the lift on the wings from, you know, airspeed, and a helicopter has to create its own airspeed. So you've got lots of moving parts, and they're cool though. I wouldn't mind flying some one day, but that's about it. So thanks, Richard. Great net. WB9CSCK at 5Y.
Roger that, Mike. And remind me again, since there's still a few IRLPs here, it's 0107 and 0112 for your experimental IRLPs, right?
WB9CSPK5Y, yeah, Richard, that's correct. That's the two experimental nodes on our network. I have a regular node that I purchased from N5ZLW. It's the same as an All-Star node as far as being in a box with a Raspberry Pi. It's just got different software on it, and it's minus UHF, and it's an excellent note. I have never, not once, ever had to get into it and work on it. It always works. It's amazing. So he makes IRLP notes if anybody wants one.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm still toying with the idea. I have some radios here that I might have to talk to him about and see what he thinks about, if he could help me with one. But let me move on and talk to the Texas sister. I know somebody out here knows who Jeanette is besides me. Hi, Jeanette. How are you? And how is your day been? And okay, that's why it disappeared. And how are things in the grapevine?
Why, Richard, can I find SSR here in the grapevine? Well, it's definitely cooler than it's been in a while, so we're definitely happy about that. And the rain finally stopped, and I'm kind of glad about that, too. Got some things that need to be done outside, so going to enjoy some nice weather for a change. You know that. And always glad to hear you running the net, Richard. You always do a great job, and heard your friend out there, so hello to you. I forgot his call. Too many to keep up with, I'm sorry to say, and having a good day, and thank you for checking into the net a while ago, and we look forward to hearing from you on the Little Box Lounge this evening, Richard. KSI-SSR, thank you for doing the net. Back to net control.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for checking in. Let me wrap up here some stuff since things are disconnecting. Let's see, that's going to limit me to KJ0P. John, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there. Over. All right. No, John. Because all of Canada disconnected. I might have to talk with them about that. K88WII, Dennis number 2. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. I'll come back over here so I can see everything. KR4CXM, Addy, go ahead with the 7-3 round. All right, nothing with them. KF8UU, John, go ahead with the 7-3 round.
Maybe it was me. KA8UU, Alpha8UU. I don't know if Les is still around. He's KF8UU. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, AF8UU. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT.
Right. Alpha8, United, John here in Madison Heights, Michigan, just north of Detroit. I got in kind of late. You were just getting ready for the 73 round when I got in the shack here. It's just a beautiful day, a little on the chilly side, only in the low 70s, and pretty dry. We got just a sprinkle, and it was the first one in weeks. It's a hundredth of an inch or something. So it's starting to dry out. They're having... still got all our leaves. Don't see a lot of leaves coming down yet, so that's okay. And but a nice sunny day, and not too hot. So that's what's going on there. Yeah, this is my main VOIP mode here on Echolink on the Dart repeater. We have a plan to upgrade to
will not upgrade to include All-Star and the Echo Link. But we're moving kind of slow. Thanks, thanks again. It's a nice net. AA8UU.
Yeah, A8. And I connected Doug back up. So, Doug, if you're still there and still in range, WA3BSP from WB9CSP, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. Alright, I guess he's not there. Let's see, KE3GRO, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
KE3DRO. Thanks, Richard, for running the net. And I'll be 73 to everybody, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Back to KE3DG.
Roger that. Have a good rest of your day. And I'm glad you're able to make it. KF8ZR, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT. Alright, Bob, if you're still able to get in and you're not too noisy, WB8PIC, I will give you my all-star number for the net. If you want it, that way you can connect directly to me. If you want to try that, go ahead. Okay, no more Bob, so I guess he's not there. I'll wrap up with KM5Y and KI5SSR for the 7-3 round. Go ahead, Jeanette.
WB9CSP KM5Y. Great net, Richard, and hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll catch you later. WB9CSP KM5Y. 73, everyone.
KF5SSR, hey Richard, 73. Thank you for doing a great net there, and you're doing a great job as well. So have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yep, Roger that, Jeanette and Mike, and excuse me. Thanks for checking in. And with that, I'll go ahead and close since we're over more than I thought we would be. 17 check-ins, not too bad. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in today. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. And if you want to find more information, you can go to WB9CST.yolasite.com or look at my QRZ page, and you can find more info there. Glad everyone checked in today. And hi, Jack.
KF8 BBC. Foxtrot 8 Delta Delta Charlie.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
mostly cloudy, 73 degrees.
KBA Taurus listening. KBA Taurus listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy, 73 degrees.
There's Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Calling all amateurs of the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club. W8EMV. W8EMV, 73 and go blue.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny, 69 degrees.
W8EMV.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, 66 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear, 63 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Mostly
cloudy, 59 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear, 57 degrees.